Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hello, celebrity gossip enthusiasts. I'm Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Croden. You're tuned in to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast, the show where we break down all of the hottest celebrity gossip stories so you can be in the know of the fitter, the fodder of your favorite celebrities. Today, I'm joined by my two miraculous guest hosts. Really, really do love them. Friends IRL. We have Gwen Flamberg.
Hi, guys. I feel like we're friends IRL, too. All of us together.
It's true. It's true. We are talking to every single one of you all together. And baby woman. She's a deputy of a website that is our website and was formerly a baby girl, now a baby woman. Could I be speaking more words? No. Sarah Huron.
You guys would all be in my close friends on Instagram if I used that feature for sure.
Oh, that's
Who
nice.
Who uses that feature and why do people use that feature?
I think celebrities use it to get people to be like, ooh, what's here on close friends?
Yeah.
It's going to be naughty.
I know Christine Quinn uses it. I'm not on it, but I know someone who is.
Oh, I'm not
exclusive.
Wow. Breaking news. Breaking news here. Well, I really like the news lineup we have today. There's a lot of fun celebrity news in the week, and it's not one of the hard ones that we're only talking about divorces and assaults and rape trials. So this is more of a fun week, and it's great. But before we get into all of the news, let us start with our woes of the week. These are the stories that made me and my co-host clutch our proverbial pearls. And we're going to start off with Gwen Flamberg. Oh. What did you like this week? What was popping for you?
Well, Trav, in the world of Celebrity Inc., I noticed something kind of interesting this week. Mm. And I immediately texted Sarah Huron, of course. So I was scrolling the Instagram, as I do always every morning, and I noticed celebrity manicurist Tom Bacek on his Instagram, which is amazing because he always shows the manicures of his clients like Jennifer Lopez, Selena Gomez. So I saw him post a photo of Selena Gomez's beautiful, like short, natural manicure. Awesome trend for fall. But then I noticed she had a little starburst tattoo on her ring finger, of all places. Mm-hmm. And I thought,
I've seen this film before.
Exactly, but like not on Selena Gomez. Like, we have done exhaustive coverage of Selena Gomez's many tattoos and what they mean because, you know, she's very prolific with her body art. Everything means
something.
There's
more than you think, too.
A lot more than you think.
So then I started thinking, but wait a second. Doesn't Hailey Bieber have that little sparkle tattoo on a finger? So we did some research. She does.
Crazy.
This came to light right on the same week when it's like all of a sudden, after all of this speculation about Hailey Bieber ruining Selena's life.
Homewrecking Hailey.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She and...
What a headline.
Yeah, I mean...
That's what Jelena's call her.
Homewrecking Hailey?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
These two have a friendship tattoo. Maybe. Maybe not, but I went deep down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, you did great investigating, Gwen. Thank you for your service.
There I was being a sleuth early.
Yeah.
And is it a Johnny Boy tattoo?
You know, I don't know, because she actually, you know, most of the time, here's something else that I find real interesting, guys. Most of the time when Selena gets a tattoo, she posts about it.
Yeah.
The artist posts about it. We know the deep meaning behind it.
Right.
She's very proud of her ink. And I couldn't find anything about this tattoo. So... You know what I always say, guys? Smoke salmon. Where there's smoke, there is salmon. And I think that there's something to this.
I think Haley's had it longer. Yes. But I wonder if that's what got them talking when they did, you know, those pictures. Because the best part of that whole, like, reunion at that museum gala that they were at together.
Which is, like, the new Met Gala of the West Coast.
Right.
It's
such a big event. New hot ticket. Obviously, it's going to have a place in history now, pop culture history, this gala. I still don't know what it is, but I know it was important. And those pictures, there were several, which I thought was the best part. It was, like, a full interaction. It wasn't just one picture.
There was a carousel.
They were hugging. They were talking. I want to know whose idea it was. And I wonder if this tattoo was their like, breaking of the ice moment to be like, I have that ink too.
It totally could have been. Now, just to, you know, take a little step back, the Academy Museum Gala celebrates the Museum of the Academy of Motion Pictures, which is like the Academy Awards. And this, you know, the museum opened during the pandemic.
It
is something that, you know, it started recently. And now this is...
It doesn't sound like an exciting museum. It sounds like that one in Queens, the Museum of the Moving Image, which is really underwhelming. Sorry to the
museum
curators.
I'm not really a museum girly, shocker. But now this has a place in history, like I said. So good for this museum.
Well, maybe if Bravo did the interactive museum, you would be the chair.
They did. It was called Bravo Land at BravoCon, and I went through twice. So that is my favorite museum. Thank you, Glenn.
Can't wait to get to your favorite museum at the highlights. But first, Sarah, maybe woman, what made you go well this week?
Well, about 1,000 things from BravoCon, but I know we're going to talk about that. So I'm going to give a quick little shout out to my girl, Tori Spelling. You guys know I'm a Tori Spelling apologist, fan, supporter. I always am rooting for my girl Tori. And her relationship with her mom Candy has obviously been wildly tumultuous and up and down forever, especially after Aaron Spelling died and Tori didn't get anything in the will.
No money.
Or got like 800 grand or something. And anyway, they had not seen each other since COVID. And everyone saw these pictures of Tori and her brother, Randy and Candy, all at dinner together. And she went on Jeff Lewis's podcast and
Randy
she revealed
Candy.
Randy, Candy, and Tori.
Oh my God.
And Aaron. RIP Aaron. Randy and Candy and Tori. And she revealed that her and her mom now talk every day. This was the first time they'd seen each other since the pandemic. And they have the best relationship they've ever had. And I just think that's kind of shocking.
Me too. I never thought their relationship
Me
would
heal. I bet it's because she's ditching Dean.
Ooh, you think that's what it is?
I mean, maybe.
You have followed their story closely. I would, you know, you can say whatever
it
you
all
want,
really
you sort of know.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen every episode of reality television Tori Spelling's ever put out, and I've read every single one of
her books.
Please
speculate.
And Tori, their big rift kind of started when Tori left her first husband less than 2 years after Candy and Aaron threw her that huge wedding and cheated on him with Dean. And then her dad died before he even met Dean. Mm-hmm. So there's always been like animosity with the Dean of it all. And we know Dean, you know, has his own struggles. Yes. So unclear what's totally going on. But either way, Tori seemed great. She has another new MTV show. And I'm just really happy for her.
Oh, I'm happy for her too.
I love Tori.
I want the best for her. She tries so hard.
I think she means well.
And she's like sort of like a Lisa Rinna or like a Joan Rivers. Where they're just like, they love fame and they won't go away. And I root for them.
Joan Rivers, don't group her in there.
Yeah.
Well, she had a while there when she was like,
talented though.
You know, she got back up when Fashion Police came, but
that's
she had like 10 years when she was doing the adult diaper commercials that Lisa Rinna did. That was sort of a rough time for her. But she got a renaissance. I'm always rooting for that type of celebutante.
Yes.
Well, the story that made me go well this week is what bartenders around New York and around the country are hearing, and especially if you're gay, for some reason everyone keeps talking about this. It is a Negroni Sbagliato.
Oh my
I can't
God.
Say it.
Yes, well, so, okay. I will tell you about the Sbagliato.
Sbagliato, which means broken.
Well, yes, but like, if you are on the Amalfi Coast, the Sbagliato is a very big drink because it mixes vodka, lemonade, and champagne.
Ooh.
And it is
at
once, and it's sort of a frozen drink. It is at once fabulous.
Sounds great.
Like, it's basically like lemon granita.
Yeah,
made with vodka.
Let's get effed up.
And add champagne and at a lot of these like fun beach clubs for lunch. It's a whole big thing, the Sbagliato. So, you know, the making of it and whatever. So that's a thing, the Sbagliato. But I'm a Negroni drinker. I love a Negroni, especially when I'm on the Amalfi Coast. A regular Negroni. To me, it is sort of like bastardizing to add in the Prosecco.
Because it's already supposed
to
be in there.
And also, you know what I have to say about that. It is a supermodel sparkler. What is a supermodel sparkler, you guys might ask? Well, here
I don't
it is.
Know.
At the 2008 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show after party, the signature cocktail was a supermodel sparkler, and it was absolute peach vodka with peach schnapps, champagne,
and
edible silver. Well,
wow.
I was sick, Sarah. Because you know what? They were delicious, and I drank many a supermodel sparkler. They went down real nice. They were very, very pretty. And it was the only day. This was the Victoria's Secret fashion show when Heidi Klum had had a baby like 4 months before.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet our editor-in-chief at the time, Janice Min, that Heidi would be opening the show, despite the fact that she had pushed out a baby 4 months before.
They didn't call it the body.
So I had to go in because in those days we had a morning meeting. Mm-hmm. I had to go in for the morning meeting so that I could tell Janice, Heidi walked that show. She opened it 4 months after she had a baby.
Reeking a peach.
Well, I believe I was still drunk at the time.
Yeah.
Classic. Because around like 2 p.m. is when the hangover started settling in. And circa 4 p.m., I puked in the trash can under my desk.
Oh my God.
The only time.
So much history.
In my professional career that this has ever happened. So to me,
this is amazing.
Any cocktail that mixes a spirit with champagne
is
heretofore known as a supermodel sparkler, and I shan't have it.
Well, as I was saying about the supermodel sparkler, that's the best story I've ever heard.
Yeah, that was amazing.
You throwing up 4 p.m. in a trash can.
Sounds like something I would do, not Gwen.
Yeah, it's great. Well, that's how we do on the Hollywood podcast. But there's a Game of Thrones character who said this on TikTok, and it was funny to give you some context about this and why it's my woe of the week. And where the bartenders around New York are like, when people are like, I'd like a neg, and they're like, I know what you want. Like, stop ordering this trendy drink.
So did they say it on the show or did they just say it on TikTok?
They said it on TikTok. It's like a behind the scenes of
House of Dragons.
Okay. And they said it like in the behind the scenes. Was it just like the way they're like, a Negroni? And then the girl interviewing them was like, oh, I love, and they were like, oh, with Prosecco, Spagliato. And just the way they said it is so hysterical. And that was my woe of the week. But let us bust into some news, because I cannot wait with this first story. It's petty and messy. It is a celebrity that I sort of just like. So I'm so glad that they're getting thrown under the bus. God, I sound mean. But James Corden has been banned from Balthazar, the owner of Balthazar and many other downtown restaurants. He's known as inventing downtown cool back in the day. And he's sort of a drama queen, has called out celebrities before, but this time he called out James Corden and said he was the worst guest that Balthazar has ever had in their entire existence of being there, which is a long time. Balthazar is a fancy French place downtown in Soho. And he said that James Corden, his wife ordered an egg white omelet with Gruyere cheese. And then the omelet came and he's like, there's a tiny bit of yolk in here. So then they, and he's like, we would like a free round of drinks because of this mix up and send it back. And then they brought it back, but instead of a side salad, it had French fries. So then James Corden lost it and was like, you can't do your job. It's like so simple. It's like an egg white omelet with Gruyere with a side salad.
That does sound great though.
Well, by the way, Balthazar has the best French fries in New York City.
They are. Why are you going to kick those out of bed?
Never.
I love their egg white omelets. What I order too with Gruyere, but if there's a little egg yolk in it, I'm not calling.
You're going to be okay.
And then another time, his order was, he said he found a hair in his order, and he requested a free round of drinks immediately.
Is James Corden hard of cash?
That's what's so weird.
Yeah.
He requested a free round of drinks and said, you're also paying for all the drinks we already had because I found this hair. And this guy from Balthazar is like, screw you. You are banned for life. He posts on social media.
Yes.
He called him Keith McNally.
Who is the owner of Balthazar and several other restaurants in New York City.
Yeah.
He does have a big voice when it comes to how his staff is being treated. He's banned Graydon Carter, who was the editor-in-chief of Vanity Fair, and now has...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Airmail, he has banned him. Like, he's very big on banning people. Now, he has since reinstated. James Corden is now allowed.
Yeah, because James Corden apologized.
He apologized profusely, as he should. Now, here's the thing about James Corden. I've always had a huge crush on him.
Oh, my God.
Really?
No way.
Well,
I'm learning so much about Gwen today. I love this
episode. She likes a huskier, Scottish-looking gentleman.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
However, I also really, really love the British series Gavin and Stacey, which James Corden wrote and created and stars in. It was like the first thing that he did.
Okay.
Would sort of put him on the map.
His and I girl, watched it Lena Dunham.
During the pandemic, and it was like my happy show.
Okay.
So, you know, I actually was in LA recently and at the restaurant Craig's, where there are always a lot of celebrities.
Of course.
He was at the next table, and it took all of my willpower not to go over and say I loved Gavin and Stacey, because I knew his reputation precedes him, and I knew that he was not going to be nice to me, and I just didn't want to ruin it forever.
I'm glad you didn't, because he's like sort of like one of those celebrities who's only nice to other celebrities.
Never meet your heroes. Never, kind of vibe.
Yeah, I mean, he was never mine. I sort of think he ruins every movie he's in, especially musicals.
I just want to like have the power to ban someone from somewhere.
Oh my God, do you want to ban someone from this podcast who will never come on so you can feel it?
Oh, okay.
Angelina Jolie, you're banned.
No, we're not going to ban her. We're like, basically her lawyers. Who should we ban? I don't know. Who do we usually hate on?
Oh,
who do you hate on? It's up to you.
That's such a good
question. You used to hate on Taylor Swift, but you came back around.
No, I love her now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to think about it.
Okay, you think about it. But you can ban someone from this podcast and you can feel what it's like.
Okay, great.
And you can also tell us about your BravoCon highlights. That's right. Please. The next story we're going to get into. Baby Woman Deputy Editor Sarah Huron went and did an amazing job covering BravoCon. And I hope you like Bravo Celebrities, because Sarah, what did you think about it? What were your highlights going out?
Oh,
watch all
God.
Of her social content, by the way. It's prime.
I do have a highlight on my Instagram stories and my last couple posts. They're all BravoCon related. I don't know if I'll ever stop. It's my whole personality. It was a wild 3 days, kicking off with Bravoland Museum, which of course had, you know, cutouts of Teresa and Louis's dress. They had the dress on display. They had the wedding hair like recreated. They had the
tiara.
Could
you try it on the wedding hair?
You couldn't try it on officially. Yes, but you could go behind like cardboard cutouts and stick your face and be Teresa and Louis.
Fine.
And of course, it was the first thing I did at 10 a.m. on Friday when BravoCon opened, not knowing that our lovely new Us Weekly social media editor would turn it into a TikTok that would end up on Teresa Giudice's Instagram page.
I mean, famous.
So then I talked to Teresa and Louis the next day, and of course, I'm sure she had no idea, but I was like, I'm the one on your Instagram, so you know. And Louis was like, it's amazing. He was loving it. So that was my big moment with Teresa and Louis. And honestly, there were so many highlights. Obviously, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills panel is getting a lot of attention, not only because 8,000 people rushed the stage, but also because Lisa Rinna was booed three times. After she was booed three times and flipped off the crowd, she came into the press room, and she wasn't scheduled to be in the press room. So obviously, people were buzzing. It was electric. She walks in. I thought she was just going to do like the main outlets, like the TV broadcast and leave. But no, she started walking down the line. She gave everyone three questions to start. Then it became two questions. Then it became one question. And then when she got halfway to the carpet, when she was this close to me as Travis went, she went, no more questions for Lisa Rinna, and just walked out.
Oh.
She was trying to play it off like, it's so cool that I got booed. Like, I've never had that happen to me.
Right.
And like, I kind of respect it, because what's she going to do? But you know, people were asking if she's going to be fired. Like, the questions were savage.
Yeah.
And it was a lot.
Savage.
It was savage. So that was wild. I said to Travis earlier, like, her walking away from me was better than me getting to ask a question. It felt like I was living
in
the
house. And we got to ask her question.
Yes, and Christina at the front of the carpet asked her. I was on the back end, kind of like catching things we didn't get, getting social content, and doing my roundups that I did. And my favorite roundup I did was asking housewives to admit a time they called Andy Cohen to complain. And of course, half of them were like, oh, ask Andy. Anyone at Bravo will say, I never complain. And I was like, okay. So a bunch of them said that, which was hilarious. And then a bunch admitted. So when I posted the story, I tagged Andy, and he responded that 80% of it was accurate. So I loved that 20% of the housewives lied to me and said that they don't complain, and that's what I wanted. You know, that was like the ultimate like thing. So I was very excited about that.
That's beautiful. You really, your content was so fun.
Thank you. It was, and the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City panel was another highlight. They all hate each other. Those four women were screaming. It was like reunion level. Like Whitney was, they were trying to show receipts, and Karamo was the moderator. And the moderators at BravoCon have very specific rules that they're told by the network. They have the questions that are pre-written for them. There's topics they're not supposed to talk about, but there's always an audience Q&A, and the audience is drunk and ready to stir the pot, and it is wild. And within the weekend, they're all asking questions about the other franchises. prizes. So then at the Watch Happens Live, they have to play squash that beef about something they said an hour ago at a different panel. Like, it's truly wild the way it works.
And why? So Jen Shah, all the rumors surrounding her, they say that since she was convicted guilty, that Bravo's not letting her into Bravo. Yes. Thinking about getting her. And then Bravo was like, no, we love people who are guilty in a court of law. But if she's too guilty, we'll kick her off the show.
Basically. So Jen Shah was on the original list for BravoCon before she changed her plea in July. Then she changed her plea and she pleaded guilty and she was taken off the list and she wasn't at the panel and they kind of weren't allowed to talk about her. Like, she was the hush-hush subject. Mm-hmm. Then Tamra Judge went on Access Hollywood and was like, I saw Jen Shah last night. She's in New York. She tried to crash the Watch What Happens Live Legends Ball taping. She tried to steal my glam. So then it was kind of like a little bit of fair game because Tamra was like on the record and then there was like videos, like blurry videos surfacing of Jen at a party. So everyone was like, all right, Jen Shah's in New York, but she never actually made it to official BravoCon event besides an after party that I believe she got kicked out of. And Andy was asked about it at a panel on Sunday. And that's when he made the comment of when she pleaded guilty, that was kind of the end of Jen Shah. So some people are like, okay, well, what about Teresa Giudice? What about Erica Jayne? Erica Jayne has not been officially charged with anything.
Teresa
defrauded the government. Jen Shah defrauded old people.
Yeah.
It's a little different. Yeah, and absolutely. Teresa never pretended she was innocent for 6 months and did a whole season of her show. Teresa took ownership. They went to jail, did their time. Yeah, also, there's no Jersey without Teresa, which we know.
And I talked to Gia Giudice. But they also defrauded those real mortgage companies in New Jersey that were real people who owned them.
Fair. I talked to Teresa Giudice.
But they went to jail.
They went to jail. Which Jen Shah is going to go to jail too.
Like, she's rehabilitated.
Fair.
Now.
Fair. Apparently. It's different. And she really just signed those contracts. We know she wasn't the mastermind behind this money laundering.
If they had BravoCon now, I don't know if Teresa in her the 2014 days would have been at a panel. I don't know. Yeah. We don't know. We didn't have it. But I did talk to Gia Giudice. She sang Waking Up in the Morning for me. And she said, I asked every Bravo celebrity also a moment they want to relive because it was so fun and one they want to redo to do it better. And Gia's relive was her mom going home from jail. And I thought that was so lovely.
Oh, wow, that is really
She was
nice.
Like, it was like really just like powerful. And I was like, oh my God, she's so mature and smart.
Yeah. And beautiful. Those girls are
beautiful.
Like,
Really,
her boyfriend was there. He was cute. Eyes. And the last thing I'll say, just because we talked about it also, we're talking about Jersey.
Yeah.
Jersey panel was very split. Teresa and Melissa and Joe cannot be in the same room at all. They had them completely separated the whole weekend. They were the only cast that came out at the Watch Sevens Live on Friday night that had every all 140 Bravo celebrities there, which was wild.
Right.
I did have 2 seconds on television during it, guys, if you missed it.
I saw it.
And watch.
She famous.
And they came out at different doors and like sat separately. Every other cast sat together, even the ones that are like Lisa Rinna sat 2 seats away from Kathy Hilton.
What a
but
feud.
Jersey couldn't even come out together. Their panels were separate and they only crossed paths at the hotel they were all staying at, in which Jennifer Aiden threw a drink at Melissa Gorga after she called her a loser. And now Bravo is very pissed at their cast.
No shade, but all shade, but ain't that Jersey.
Yeah. So that's my like long-winded, like fast talk BravoCon recap. Check me out on Instagram if you want to know anything else.
Very good.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Supreme content. I'm so glad that you did that for all of us.
I'm already exhausted thinking about next year, but I can't wait.
Speaking of content queens, we are finally getting content from one of our people who will never be a queen, Meghan Markle. But Princess of America, for sure. Queen of England, definitely not. But we are finally getting content from Meghan Markle. She had started to push out her Archetypes podcast. She had Serena Williams on, and then sadly, Queen Elizabeth II had passed, so she had to push everything back. She was supposed to be on Fallon. But now we have a Variety cover story where she shares so many fun items. Says, she goes, we have a podcast with Paris Hilton, the Archetypes podcast.
Which I find very interesting.
Very, very
interesting. And like, at least the confirmed that the Netflix show will be coming out in December of next year. Ooh. And I mean, some of the highlights from these, my favorite highlight was, well, first of all, she's like working so hard to sound relatable in this whole Variety article. But
it was ruined by the entire thing about when they asked her what she liked to watch on TV.
Okay, that was terrible.
Yeah, so, did you see that clip?
You say that.
Okay, they asked Meghan Markle, it was like a social clip they put on TikTok Variety, and they asked her, what are you and Prince Harry watch at night to unwind? And she was like, you know, well, when the kids go to sleep, we get into bed, I play Wordle, and I start scrolling, and we're just one of those people who, you know, like we scroll for so long, and then we realize there's nothing good, and we don't really watch anything. And it's like, Meghan Markle, everyone and their mother watches television, just pick a freaking show.
You've been home for 2 years.
Yes, and then she was like, oh, well, White Lotus, I feel like you could see in her eyes that the journalist asking the question was losing her, like, Meghan, are you kidding me? And then she just pulls White Lotus out, but it's like, that's 8 episodes, that's all you've watched. You were an actress. Right. You were in the Screen Actors Guild.
You're watching White Lotus, you're watching other, like, Netflix, Apple Plus, right. You are watching series, and Prince Harry definitely watches sports. Come on.
She couldn't come up with anything. She plays Wordle and goes to bed early.
Because the thing is that she is so... Everything is so canned. Everything is so, like, you know...
Her favorite movie was Harry Met Sally or anything starring Julia Roberts rom-com, which is just such a basic answer. And just the wrong way. What I did really like about her relatability is when she said that Prince Harry loves In-N-Out Burger. And when they drive into LA for meetings.
Yeah, that was good.
That they like have a special In-N-Out that they stop in that's halfway between LA.
How does he take it?
She did it. She says they know her order, but did not say.
Everyone was responding like, Megan, they have three things on the menu. They know everyone's order.
Well, there's
There's your animal style, your protein style.
I get protein style, animal style. Yeah. That's my personal order.
A double double. So like, I bet he gets a double double animal style.
Maybe.
And then goes home and watches, stares at a television that's not turned on.
Then watches Wordle.
Yeah, watches Megan play Wordle.
I like that. And then another sort of like dramatic story to come out that has sort of been rebuked was when Paris Hilton was on, they were talking about her Deal or No Deal times, and Meghan Markle, the $5 briefcase, which is like, how much is in my debit account? It's $5. I love that gift.
The quote was so obnoxious. And please. So
Meghan Markle said that people in the wings of the show for Deal or No Deal would be like, suck it in, Meghan.
Suck it in, Markle.
And she was so thin.
But her quote about
being treated like a bimbo.
Yeah, and how it's like, you know, I don't think anybody is thinking that these women are smart. No, they are not, because they were hired. You were hired to stand there and hold a briefcase as a model.
Right.
Nobody
that's
cares.
That's okay. You can be a model.
And by the way, that's what the job was.
Yeah. She said, now
and
my
it's not exclusive. When you, you know, it's just, she's really an interesting
guy. My experience on the show, which included holding said briefcase on stage alongside 25 other women doing the same, for me was fascinating. There were times when I was on set of Deal or No Deal and thinking back to my time working as an intern at the U.S. Embassy in Argentina in Buenos Aires and being yada, yada, yada. Then she goes, being valued for my brain. Here I was being valued for something quite the opposite. There were different stations for having lashes put on or extensions or padding your bra.
They gave us spray tan vouchers so
they would fit into the ideal cookie cutter beauty.
Sign me up.
When I look back at that time, I'll never forget this one detail. There was a woman who ran the show, and backstage she'd go, suck it in, Markle, suck it in. And so a lot of other Deal or No Deal models, including Claudia Jordan of Real Housewives of Atlanta fame, are like, I had a great time on Deal or No Deal. Didn't feel objectified being a bimbo. Like, we were models with briefcases.
Well, that's, you were there to be, you know, remember like the 80s Robert Palmer girls, you know, in the video.
Vanna White, anybody?
Everybody was supposed to look alike as the background, and that's what it was. It was a take on that. It's actually like very sort of clever thing, but you were hired to be
sexually harassed or something, it'd be different.
You were hired to do a very specific job to represent the firm. Like
a model who gives speeches.
She would have had such a bigger voice.
I know.
And she would have had more respect if she just would have like sucked it up like so many other people
have done. Suck it up, Markle. Suck it up, Markle. Suck it up and suck it in. And it's really, it's giving like 2012 Gwyneth Paltrow with her humble brags.
Yeah.
Who first started when she wasn't in on the joke yet.
Exactly.
It's very giving that. What do you watch on TV? I watch Wordle. And all we do is stream NPR around
Nobody does Wordle at the end of the day. Everybody says Wordle at the beginning of the day. You just want to seem smart.
When you're bored in the car.
Like you're doing Wordle at night. Come on.
I thought it was interesting that she said she would support Lily and Archie going into acting.
Yeah.
And they asked her who she wants her to play on The Crown.
Oh, I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah, Megan. But she was like, they can call me and kind of apparently give like a little like kitschy answer. So I think Harry and Meghan are like very like okay with The Crown, but probably because they're in with Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, they sort of have to be.
Yeah.
I don't think they can trash talk The Count.
Well, the,
and The Crown can't trash talk them.
The trailer, like the preview for the new season was dropped today. Yeah,
it does look very, very spicy.
It looks really good. Lots of Diana. Mm.
I couldn't get into The Crown.
I like only the Diana season.
I only got past, I watched the first episode like three times and the fog was the big villain and it was too much for me, but I gotta watch the Diana
season three. History. Okay. It was really interesting.
I liked season three, the story got more interesting.
Yeah.
But regardless, that is all of the time we have today. Hashtag suck it up, Markle. And you know, at least we're getting content from her. Well, thank you so much to my co-host.
Oh, Brandon Blackstock is who I'd like to ban from the podcast. Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband.
Oh, good one.
He's the villain in my story.
What about Jonna Kramer's ex?
Oh, Mike Kosin. He can come on anytime.
Yeah, she wants to hear what he has
to say. I want to hear his. Did you watch our Red Table Talk? You guys should go watch that after this.
I read the highlights.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, Brandon Blackstock, you are officially banned.
Banned
from the podcast. Well, thank you to Sarah for banning and Gwen for helping me host and helping me spill all of this piping hot celebrity this week. Again, I am Leslie Hughes, Entertainment Director Travis Cronin, here to bring you the glamour, glitter, fashion, fame, and famous celebrities. Because you know what, guys, after all,
they're just like us.
Thank you. See you next week.